Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, I hope everybody is there. I hope you can hear me. I have no clue what happened. Everything just went dead, but we are back. We are on the air. It is, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but they have been having issues all day. I was on the XFI Extreme Fighting Inc. show earlier today, and they were having issues. So, Blog Talk, we are trying to do a show. You need to get your stuff together. We love you. You appreciate the services that you provide. But come on, work with us here. Oh, yeah, once again, it is finally Friday, and a lot of great stuff going on, a lot of baseball action going across the state of Arkansas, high school tournaments going on. We got golf. Does any of my listeners who like to play golf know that there is an amateur professional golf tournament, if you can call it amateur professional. It's the Golf Channel Amateur Tour, and they hold events all through Northwest Arkansas. They get down into Alma, over to Russellville. I think they have some events over at Little Rock, and what's nice is you're playing against players with your own skills and ability. And if you've ever thought about playing what I consider competitive golf but don't have the money to get on the big tours or whatever, check out the Golf Channel Amateur Tour. You can get a hold of my good friend Paul Gomez. He is the director for the Golf Channel Amateur Tour here in Arkansas, and he's located up in Fayetteville, he's actually located up in Rogers, and let me get his contact information. Matter of fact, they have a tournament this weekend, and they are playing at Valley View Golf Course right outside of Farmington, out here between Farmington and Prairie Grove. So, if you're interested in playing some fun golf, you really should check it out. If you want to get some more information, the phone number is 917-553-3814. 917-553-3814. Matter of fact, Mr. Gomez, he was sent me a text message jumping my butt because I just live 10 minutes from Valley View Golf Course, and I had been begging them to set a tournament up on that course, And naturally, with the situation with my father dying and everything last week, I'm just taking time to be with my mom and being with the family. But, I mean, definitely check with Paul Gomez, the Golf Channel Amateur Tour, if you are interested in playing some serious golf. Matter of fact, I'm even putting this on my Facebook right now if you want to play some fun golf tournaments. This is why I need a co-host, so they could be doing this stuff. Contact the Golf Channel Amateur Tour Golf. Would help if I spelled tournaments right. Not only am I a mediocre talk show host, but I can't even spell right. Here we go. All right, there we go. If you're interested in playing some fun golf tournaments, check out the Golf Channel Amateur Tour. We got the chat rooms up and running. So you call in Blog Talk Radio / The Greg Squirrel Show. Feel free to call in 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073 is where you can call in. You can email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. And then, of course, you can look up the Facebook page, The Gregory Squirrel. Matter of fact, I think today we're even going to have some fun. Let me find it here. We're jumping over to the Facebook page we got set up for The Greg Squirrel Show. So check out our Facebook page, The Greg Squirrel Show. If you want to leave a comment or a question on there. Go ahead and contact some stuff up there. And we are just going to have some fun. Tiger Woods. I knew it wouldn't be long. Tiger Woods up to his old tricks. Right this weekend, they're playing the Players' Championship, which is located PPC Sawgrass down in Florida. Tiger Woods really came alive today, and it really put him in a spot. Something that they had been looking for years, and that was the Tiger Woods Sergio Garcia matchup going into the weekend. And the way it looks right now, Sergio Garcia has the lead. Tiger Woods is one shot back, and, you know, unless something major happens, that looks like that will at least be the final grouping going out on Saturday. And then those two will go head to head, and then we'll just have to see what comes out for Sunday. Don't forget, Sunday is Mother's Day. Make sure you give your moms a great big hug, kiss, whatever. Treat them good. I mean, you know, just treat your moms good. 347-326-9073. Once again, the Greg Squirrel Show, we are looking for a co-host/producer, if that's what you want to call it. So if you're interested in that, you got free time Monday through Friday in the afternoon between 4 and 5 o'clock. We would love to have you as a co-host. All right, I think we're back one more time. We're going to do something right here. I'm about ready to switch phone lines. All right, we're back. We are back on the air. So I don't know why we keep losing signals today. This is crazy. I may have to look at a different phone to start calling in to show on if things don't get worked out.
That is right.
Once again, Sergio and Tiger, they're at the top of the leaderboard, so it looks like they are going to be the final matchup at least for tomorrow afternoon. All right. Let's do this thing. Let's pop over here. I'm looking at my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. If you have a comment, you got a question that you want to talk about, just feel free to jump on in. Don't forget, we got these big shows coming up May 18th. That's next Saturday. Mexico, Missouri. And the all-female event, Gladiatrix Rising. That's going to be taking place in Mexico, Missouri at Presser Hall. So if you're in the Mexico, Missouri area next Saturday and you want to see some females fighting, it's an all-female event. So make sure you get in on that. It's going to be all fun. Get the Twitter up and running today. If you want to send me a Twitter, you send me up on Twitter at ringannouncer1. That's where you can find me on Twitter. I'm still kind of getting used to the Twitter. So if somebody's listening and they have a Twitter account, why don't you go on there? Don't have to send me a big message, but just send me a short message to let me know that the Twitter is working. I think that could be fun. That way people can keep track of me a little bit easier. All right, we're going to jump over. We're going to take a look at the headlines in sports today. We're still, since we moved to the 4 o'clock time frame, we've kind of been tweaking with some, and I know one of the things we were trying to decide on is if we were going to keep doing the headlines or just focus straight on the MMA. So we're still working some tweaks out. So if there's something you would like to see us do with the Greg Squirrel Show, once again, leave us a comment, leave us a message, and we will take a look at it. Gregory Squirrel's my Facebook page. You can contact me on there. Email me, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, or you can call us at 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. And, of course, we're working on ways to make the show that everybody wants to listen to. The replay numbers are looking real good. We still haven't hit the 100 mark since we've jumped to the two. But I know that the Wednesday show and yesterday's show, we've had over 50 people go in and listen to the replays. And, I know there's people out there listening to the show at work. They got their little earbuds in their ear listening to the Greg Squirrel Show. So, if you can listen to us live, that's awesome. That's great. But if you can't, just feel free to go in to Blog Talk Radio, pull up the Greg Squirrel Show, and you can go into the archives and listen to our past events. And as always, the main thing I mainly say is just thank you to everybody for being a part of the Greg Squirrel Show. We are having fun today. Actually looking good outside. It's rained like cats and dogs the last couple of days. I know a lot of flooding taking place in the area. So wherever, if you're in, depending on where you're driving in Northwest Arkansas, please be careful and don't drive into any low water areas where you see water crossing over the road. Don't risk it, please. We want you to be safe, and we want you to be around. All right, don't forget, coming up, we got some big in June coming up. We got two events for sure coming up in June. No, we got three events in June. June 1st, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing taking place in Muskogee, Oklahoma at the Muskogee Civic Center. That's gonna be a great event. We're working on next week. We will have a tentative copy of the card. As always, you know, as they say about those things, so cards are subject to change. So we will have some of the matches that have been released, and once again, we'll just work under the premise that those are the matches going on, but they can change at a moment's notice. Once again, that's Strike King Kickboxing and MMA. And that's going to be Muskogee, Oklahoma at the Muskogee Civic Center, June 1st. Then the following weekend, June 6th, Uncivil War MMA. They are going to be back in action. So they're going to be back in action. New venue, as they are going to be located. Uncivil War MMA, they're moving to the new venue. They're moving to the O'Reilly Event Center, which is on the campus of Drury University up there in Springfield, Missouri. And that's going to be a great event. A lot of good title fights on that card. And what a better way going into this new venue is they are going to have the All-Stars, the top fighters with that promotion, are going to be on this card. Just about every single title that Uncivil War MMA recognizes is going to be defended that night. So go to uncivil-war-mma.com. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on the internet. Get on there and get your tickets. This is a 3,000-seat venue. And we want to pack this place out. Eric Stevens with Uncivil War MMA, he does an outstanding job promoting his events. He just does a great job. I got an email from Paul Gomez. Paul Gomez, director of the Golf Channel Amateur here in Northwest Arkansas. He is right here and sending me a text message. I'm sending him a message. Let's see here. See, that's why I need a co-host or a producer to do this stuff so I can concentrate on the show. Anyway, let's keep it going. Uncivil War MMA. Once again, Springfield, Missouri, All Stars. Everybody's texting me today. I love it. I love it. Everybody's texting me today. So, Uncivil War MMA, Springfield, Missouri, O'Reilly Event Center on the Drury University campus. That's in Springfield, Missouri. Like I say, all the titles going to be on the line. I mean, Eric Stevens, he does it right, boys and girls. And he does it, you know. And not only does he promote the fights good, but he takes care of the fighters. You would just literally have to work, either fight on one of his shows or be backstage at one of his shows to really understand what I'm talking about. So, make sure you check him out if you're in Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War MMA. And once again, that's at the O'Reilly Event Center at Drury University. All right, that is June 8th. Then June 29th. I'm excited about this one. I might have let the cat out of the bag. I'm not... I can't drink straight. oh, Lord, this is funny. 347-326, somebody call in. I'm going nuts here. Somebody call in, please. Anyway, June 29th. Like I mentioned, I might have let the cat out of the bag. I didn't know if I was supposed to mention it yet, but... making my return to Extreme Fighting, Inc. Portsmouth Convention Center. That's right, June 29th. And there is going to be some major, major fights taking place on this card. So I'm excited to be going back to XFI, handling their ring announcing duty. So if you're going to be in the Portsmouth area on the 29th of June, we invite you to come on down. All right, that's it for June. I mean, we got some other great events spread out throughout the year, but we don't want to get harping on them too soon until we start seeing some action as far as the cards being put together. So that means the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. You can also Twitter, ringing at RingAnnouncer1. That's how you can get a hold of me on the Twitter. We got this Twitter account. And like I say, somebody sent me a practice Twitter, so I know this Twitter. Practice tweak. Is that what that is? Tweak. Somebody tweet me. Wow. I never thought I'd hear the day when I'd be telling somebody to tweet me. Hey, tweet me. Wow. Who'd have thunk? Teaching old dogs new trick. All right. Well, also, you know, you can leave a message on the Facebook page. I mean, we're going to answer. We answer each and all questions. So, you know, we just invite people to call in and be a part of the show. All right. Let's get back over here. Let's take a look at some headlines in the world of sports. Oh, let's see. Who caught the Chicago-Miami game the other night? I mean, I thought the WWE was going to break out there. NBA has fired Chicago Bulls forward Taj Gibson $25,000 for an outburst at a referee in the game two. I mean, it was crazy. I believe in letting them play and everything, but man, there's the thuggins going on. Just straight out thug nugging going on. Who wants to call me on that? 347-326-9023. Come on in here. Let's talk a while. The speaker was like over 5 technical fouls in that game. 6 technical fouls. You know, it's the playoffs. Playoff action tonight, once again, Miami-Chicago. That series is tied 1 game apiece. San Antonio-Golden State, 1 game apiece. San Antonio still has a team? Wow. Got to a police blotter out of Norman, Oklahoma. Oklahoma sophomore quarterback Kendall Thompson. I need to get some download some sound bites. Kendall Thompson has been arrested for public intoxication and refusing to obey a police officer's order. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Do I have to unload again? No, I'm going to let it go. Let's talk NASCAR. Denny Hamlin, who was involved in a nasty accident. Mm-hmm. is he's been on the shelf since an accident that caused a compound compression fracture in the vertebrae in Denny Hamlin's lower back. Well, Hamlin has said he has vowed that he is going to stay in the driver's seat this week at Darlington. He was at Talladega last week. He ran 23 laps before turning the car over to Brian Vickers. But Hamlin says he doesn't even plan on having a backup driver there. He was at the workout session earlier today. He drove the car for 90 minutes straight, which is about, oh, I forget how long that is. But he said he felt good and he's ready for a full race. So good luck, Denny Hamlin. I'm not the biggest Denny Hamlin fan on the planet, but I just want the boy to be safe. I'm glad to see he's back in the car. So there's that. 347-326-9073 is the phone lines are open. Call, text, message, do whatever it is you want to do. And let's talk. Why is my laptop? Now my laptop's freezing up. We think we got the phone issues worked out. Now the laptop's freezing up. It must be Friday. So anyway, what's on your plans for the weekend? Can you answer that? What is on your plans for this weekend? Why has got my laptop being so goofy-fied? Oh, let's turn that off and see what happens. Something funky looking on my laptop. I know that. So anyway. Laptop's freezing up, but we're doing it. We're going to make this show happen. I don't care if I have to slip on over to do it on something else. We're going to make this show happen. Want a big shout-out to Amy Misner with BMS. Or is it BFM? I don't know. I forget. I've slipped since then. We're going over here a second. I'll switch back up. Luckily, I keep two handy at all times. Over here. Well, now what's going on here? I can't get nothing to work right. You ever have one of them days when nothing wants to work? I think I'm having that day. Wow, here we go. Oh, here we go. Now we're on here. We're giving a little shout out to Amy. What is her? What is it? My brain has gone dead, boys and girls. It's got to be Friday. Looks like the laptop's working now. I think it's unfreezing. Let me try to close some windows, see what happens. This is crazy. One minute. Oh. 1 minute my phone's acting up. Now my computers are acting up. Mama, make it stop. So anyway, as I was talking about, I don't know how I'm going to be back in the car this coming weekend, so we wish him all the luck. And this sucks. None of the computers are wanting to work. Let's pull this on. Ew. Bout BMF, Bout Management Federation, is the name of the sanctioning body. I finally got this crazy laptop to work. Tell you what we're going to do. I got a second laptop right here, so we're going to refresh this one. Go over here and play on this one. Well, anyway, all that I was talking about, let me pull this up here. That way I know I have my stuff going on. Once again, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. If you want to get on the air, we would love to have you. At least I hope we're still on the air. My phone's still working, so what's that tell you? Yeah, we are still on the air. Let me fire up our chat room. All right. Now I think we got everything back up and running, or at least it's getting there. All right, here we go. All right. Now we got the secondary computer going. Don't forget, you can still tweet me. We got Amy with BMF. See if we can get the stuff back up and running over here. It is so beautiful outside today. I'm getting the urge to go camping. That's interesting. All right. We know how to fix this, though. All right. Catch, you're getting everything set back up over there. Yeah. What? Hold on a minute. Computer not wanting to take any of my passwords or anything like that? Okay, I think we're back up and running now. All right, here we go. So anyway, as I was talking about, once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. I'm trying to hook up, get some of the fighters with XFI to come on the show. I mean, this fight show is going through more changes than any other event that I've been a part of. And that's no lie, boys and girls. Seems like every time I turn around, something's getting changed on this event. Garrett Cox, who was supposed to, he was scheduled for a fight. Well, he had to turn around and pull out. There was a couple of other fighters that were scheduled for fight. They've had to turn around and pull. So I want to know what's going on, by God. And I know fans want to fight, know what's going on. So anyway, that is that. I was trying to get a hold. I'm trying to track down Eric Stevens. Normally, Eric is online, but I'm not finding him. So he must not be on right now. That's all right. We'll get him on here in a little while as we start getting closer to his big event. On June 8th, we're going to get Eric Stevens on the phone line, talk about this upcoming show, coming back to Springfield, Missouri, O'Reilly Event Center, located on the Drury University campus there in Springfield. So, what do you plan for this weekend? I know what I plan on doing this weekend. Spending time with my mom. All right, let's get back to the headlines. We talked about the NBA. They got two games tonight. NFL, there you know. You know, and I got to say, congratulations. I am not a big Washington Redskins fan. Being a Cowboys fan, you can understand. But as always, people have been complaining, the Native American groups, and I'm Native American, I'm part Native American. I claim my Native American ancestry. You know, probably more than I claim being a white guy or an apple, as my friend Daniel would call me. But the owner of the Washington Redskins has come out and he said, there is no way ever will the Redskins change their mascot. It'd be one thing. It would be one thing if, what is it I'm looking for? It'd be one thing if the name was degrading. But it's not degrading. We are Redskins. You know? And I'll get pissed off and upset. And all these other people, I mean, I consider it an honor. You've heard me say this before, and this is something I'm very animate about, but I'm very proud when a team wants to use a Native American as their mascot. As long as, you know, as long as it's not in a derogative way, I have no issues with it. We are Redskins. We are Braves. We are, you know, Seminoles. We are Chippewas. We are Fighting Illini. Well, not, you know what I mean. We are, you know, we're Braves. Whatever. As long as they are not using as long as they're not using it in a derogatory manner,
I do not have an issue with a sports team using a Native American imagery as their mascot. And I know my opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. I won't use the word my mama uses. But the bottom line is, as long as it's not being done in a derogatory way, I will never have issues with a team wanting to use Native American mascot. Here's a trivia question for today. I'm sitting here. We got the monitor on here. We got the TV on. If you were a golfer and you could pick any hole on any course in the world to play, what would it be? What hole would it be? This is one of them, and I'll be the first to admit, I know everybody's probably tired of hearing about my dad passing away, but it is what it is. We do things together. We play golf. We go fish. We hunt. We do all the father-son things together. So this is one of those days where I'm missing my dad, because that would be a conversation we would be having right now. If you could... any hole in the any golf course in the world, any hole, what course or what hole would it be? Why don't you answer that question? Call in 347-326-9073. Or, you know, you can text me the answer. Go on to Facebook. You can answer it there. I forgot we didn't fire it when we rebooted the computer. We did not bring back up the chat room. Once again, we got people texting. St. Andrews, Augusta. Good choices. If you could pick any golf course or any hole, what would it be? What golf course or what hole? If you could play anyone in the United States, what would it be? 347-326-9073. So make sure you check that out. There we go. Well, don't forget, we did got the Twitter up and running. Greg Squirrel at Ring Announcer 1. Twitter, at Ring Announcer 1 is the Twitter handle. I'm still getting used to the Twitter. Just started it up. Somebody needs to tweet me so I can figure out if it's working right. But, yeah, I'm ready to get back in the cage doing what I enjoy doing. Not fighting. No. Not me. I enjoy MMA, don't get me wrong, but I am not a fighter. You know, I study self-defense and everything, and I'm learning how to protect myself if needed. But, I don't know. I'll put it this way. I'd have to be awful drunk or a whole lot of money to get in that cage. You know what I'm saying? If I could get somebody to agree with me, got people tweeting me, texting me. Well, they're still not tweeting me. Somebody needs to tweet me. I don't know if this thing makes a funny sound when the tweeter goes off or just what. I've never been on it when I've received a message, so I don't know. I'm still figuring out the tweet. So tweet me, baby. All right. Any ladies out there interested in playing football? I'm putting that on Facebook right now. Lady Rampage, women's football team, is now taking players. Lady Rampage women's football team is now taking players. If you in the Northwest Arkansas area,
Northwest Arkansas, Southeast Missouri area, you want to reason to play women's football. There is a ladies' football team in Northwest Arkansas taking players. The Arkansas Lady Rampage are taking players. So if you've ever thought about strapping up, getting the pads on, well, here's your chance. If you're interested, all you got to do is get in touch with me. And we'll get you in touch with James Boatwright and with the Arkansas Lady Rampage. Also, if you're going to do a minor league professional football team, they will be back in action this weekend. I don't have the schedule. See if I can pull it up for you.
Here we go, NWA Battle. There it is. NWA Battle. Be in action as they travel to Kansas. No, that game's at home. My bad. NWA Battle take on the Kansas Cougars this Saturday,
and then on the 8th, the NWA Battle will take on the North Oklahoma Roughnecks. So if you're a football junkie like me, get on out there and support the team. They are working on the record.
They don't have the prettiest record. But trust me, boys and girls, that record is not an indicator of how hard these guys are trying. So get out there. They play at Lincoln, Arkansas, at the old Lincoln football field at the old high school. So get out there and check them out. Then, may not always be pretty, but they make it fun. So get out there and check it out. 347-326-9073. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. If there's something you want to pop in, talk about real quick, then we invite you to come on in. All right.
Is Tim Tebow getting a bad rap?
I still feel that Tim Tebow could be one of the top quarterbacks.
Right now, with the one who is still kind of circus that surrounds Tim Tebow, a lot of teams are afraid to touch him. He's still saying, you know, there's still been talk about him maybe going to the CFL. But I just honestly think Tebow is getting a bad rap. And Bill Belichick hates Tim Tebow as a player. Now, here's the one that gets me. And once again, this is not indicative of my feeling towards gays. I mean, if that's how a person wants to live their life, you know, as long as they're happy, that's what's important. Got a picture floating around, like on Facebook, and it's a picture of who's the NBA player that currently announced that he was gay. And everybody's like, oh, that's great, you know, he's willing to stand up, and blah, 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 blah. And I don't have a problem with that. You know, I think it's great that he's willing to stand up for something he believes in. I think everybody should stand up for something they believe in. But yet, Tim Tebow, because he does the Tebow, he's very open about his religious beliefs, and he's not afraid to hide it. He's very open with it, which I think is great. But yet, he's pretty much getting blackballed. Now, maybe, you know, maybe I'm looking at this wrong. I don't know. Honestly, I think that guy should be applauded for their beliefs, their convictions. What do you think? 347-326-9073. Feel free to comment on it. We got about 5 minutes left. We can get a couple of calls in real fast. 347-326-9073. Do you think that Tim Tebow could be blackballed, ridiculed for his religious beliefs? Nobody, you know, they say they don't want to deal with it. I'm sorry, if I'm the football team, if I think this quarterback can put out and produce, because, hey, that's only going to bring attention to the team. And trust me, there's some of these teams that could use the attention. And who knows? They might put some fans in the seat. And just by some crazy quirk, they may actually win some games. So anyway, that's you know, I'd like to know everybody else's opinion. If you want to call in, that's fine. We can keep your name private. If you want to send a message or a comment, I will not mention your names. I'll protect your identity. If you want to open up and say what, if you just want to call in and say what you think about this subject. Well, there we go. That's how we feel. Next week, we
plan on having Malcolm Terry with High Foot Combat Productions or High Foot Combat Sports. We're going to have him on the show next week. So, Matt, we're going to be talking about his upcoming event next Saturday, Gladiatrix Rising, Presser Hall, Mexico, Missouri. So right now, we're getting ready to kick off the air. I hope everybody has a happy and safe weekend. We hope to see you all right back here. As I'm same time, same channel, right back here next week, next Monday, 4 o'clock. Tell your buddies, tell your friends. And I'm still looking for a co-host and a producer. So if you're interested, give me a check out. We're going to head out of here. We're going to start get this weekend started 2 minutes early. So we will see you all Monday, 4 o'clock, right here on the Greg School Show. Everybody have a safe weekend. Make it count.